Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here with Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. with Celeste Hackett. She's in Texas. I'm in California. How's it going there in Texas?
It's like springtime here. I got spring fever. I'm out planting in my garden and coming in and doing a session and going out and planting in the garden. It's so great to work from home.
Wow, that's great. You know, Maureen is into that gardening thing too. I think I don't like to do it because when I was a kid, they kind of made me take care of the yard. And so I have no affection at all for yard work of any kind.
My husband has to cut the grass. See, that part's not fun. He doesn't like it either.
Oh, I just hire all that stuff done. We just have people come in and do it. Maureen will fuss with the flowers and stuff, but I have better things to do than mow my yard.
Yeah, well, you haven't done the fun stuff. We're going to have to talk. Me and Maureen are going to team up on you. I mean, the gardening that you can do these days. You can grow your own organic vegetables. We just put an organic vegetable garden in. I'm real excited.
Ooh, I'm totally into organic. We go to this one store. It's huge. I forget the name of it, but we buy organic tomatoes and everything. I'm just totally organic now.
Yeah, that's good for your health. And they're saying now that there's more nutrients in organic food. They actually have tested it, and they found that. So,
lots more nutrients and a whole lot less pesticides and all other stuff.
Good for you.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of that, I made a mistake. And I'll tell you what it is. I called that program that I'm on the Mysterious Weight Loss Release Program, Weight Release Program, and I found out it's not a weight loss program. I wish they would have told me that before I lost all that weight. I'm like totally losing all this weight, but now I find out what it is a cleansing system, and it has something to do with when you release all the stuff that's inside of you that shouldn't be inside of you, from like eating food with pesticides and breathing air with smog and drinking water with chlorine in it, that what happens is your body works better. And if you've got weight to lose, you lose it. If you need to, your body is able to do everything better. If you need more energy, you have more energy and that kind of stuff. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, you are such a mystery person, because you're still not going to give them all the facts yet, are you?
Nope. If you want to know about how I'm losing weight and how Christopher is doing on the program, you've got to email me at calbanyan@hypnosiscenter.com or Celeste Hackett at yahoo.com.
And in the meantime, we're shrouded in secrecy.
I like secret projects, don't I, Celeste?
Boy, do you.
Speaking of secret projects, there's also Our Hypnospace. It's not a big secret anymore. We have about 500 hypnotists on there, all sharing, putting their groups together. They got their blogs and all that kind of stuff. Go there. You don't have to be the lonely hypnotist anymore, no matter where in the world you are. Make sure you go to calbanyan.com. That's where this video, it's its home place. You can see this video and all our other videos and other pieces of news and stuff that come up right there, calbanyan.com. Right underneath the video, it's got all the links to everything we're going to talk about in this and every episode. You got any announcements for us there, Celeste?
And speaking of our hypnospace.com, go to askcal.ourhypnospace.com, and you can ask Cal any question that you might have about clients, about how to market your business, about how to do anything from the, you know, direct suggestion to regression to forgiveness therapy and even more. And if we use your question on Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. with Celeste Hackett, which is this program, you just might get a handy dandy mug like this, which is Certified Hypnosis Pro mug. And it's really cool, because the Certified Hypnosis Pro is on the front and on the back, you see. And you could be as cool as we are.
I have one of those too. That's so cool, except it's full of cool, clean, crystal clear water. I used to drink coffee all day long, but now I'm getting cleansed. So it's just good water. And you know what? I'm actually starting to like this stuff. It took a while, but it's good.
I think this is part of the mystery thing.
Mystery thing. Hey, so, Celeste, why don't you go over the 10 keys that we've already gone over, just kind of run through them, and then we'll get up going with number 8.
Well, if you've been been tuning in, by now you know, we're into this 10 key thing. We got so many keys, we're jingling. And we've been doing the 10 keys to doing direct suggestion right. And we've gone through preparing the client for successful hypnosis sessions. That was number one. And then number two is make sure that you know what kind of change your client wants to make. That's really important. And what kinds of behaviors that they're willing to do to make those changes. And then we talked about using modern hypnosis techniques, such as the Elman-Banyan induction and the 8-word induction to get your hypnosis in, your client into hypnosis fast. We also talked about covert testing and using convincers. And then just this last episode, we talked about having a swipe file of good scripts that you can pull from and use to sort of ad lib around and add to and take away from. And then we also talked about how you can boost the effectiveness of your direct suggestion by suggesting the benefits that the client wants to make, and that also helps to customize the direct suggestion. So now we're on to number 8 of the 10 keys of doing direct suggestion right, and it's just use lots and lots of repetition, because the subconscious mind loves repetition.
Boy, is that right to the point or what? You know what? I remember one, Jerry Kine, he calls it the direct drive technique. And it's like sometimes there's a lot of magic in just saying the exact same thing over and over and over again. According to Jerry Kine, he says, you know, come up with a good one-line sentence, one-line suggestion, and then just drill it in like 15 times in a row. And you can do it in a number of different ways. You can tell the client, and you know, just say it 50, I mean, you can just say it 15 times in a row, or you can say to the client, repeat it as I say it out loud, say it silently to yourself, and do it 15 times in a row. Or you can say, as I say it out loud, say it after me, and you can have them say it out loud, depending on the personality of the client. You know, I am now a non-smoker, and you know, whatever it is. I think Jerry Kine uses, I am now a non-smoker, and I'm going to be a non-smoker for the rest of my life. And he's got some great videos. We've got them on hypnosis.org, like for doing stop smoking and that kind of thing.
Yeah, and doing direct suggestion like that just kind of pounds it in deeper and deeper. And you can use that same line, one that you know is really the clincher, the deal breaker, and you can also pepper it throughout all of the direct suggestion you're doing. So if you have a script, every couple of sentences where it feels right, you can add it in 2 or 3 times. I like to do it like that too.
Exactly. And you know what? People, you got so many people are afraid. So many hypnotists are afraid that when they work with a client, they're going to get bored with hearing the same thing over and over again. Absolutely not true. People in hypnosis have this almost desire to just hear it over and over again. So like, let's say you got a stop smoking script that you love, or a weight loss script that you love, or whatever it is, you don't have to use a different script for every session. Just give it to them again and weave those benefits in there over and over. If you do some other kind of process, such as age regression, parts therapy, always end it with direct suggestion and then do a paraphrased, a shorter version. But just really drill in that direct suggestion. I'm going to give you something that I did back in the day when I was first starting. Because, man, I was seeing clients, you know, 5-6 clients a day, 5 days a week. And what I would do is, here's a shortcut, is, I think I got this from Jerry also, is I went and got one of these cassette players. And then I went and bought one of those tape loop things that you get for your, back in the day when they had those answering machines with a cassette in it. And I would just put on there, I am now a non-smoker, going to be a non-smoker for the rest of my life, and just let it loop over and over, and I could give my voice a rest. Oh, I'll tell you one sneaky thing I did. You know, if you work here, you find out what a rascal I am. One day, well, actually, every time we have a new receptionist, I'll pull this on him. I'll put the client into hypnosis, get him doing something, like listening to a tape, or I'll have them practicing some self-hypnosis, and then I'll go out to the reception area and say, hey, Mary, have you seen my client? She disappeared. And then she'll look at me all frightened and stuff. Oh, I thought she was with you. And then I laugh because I was just teasing. How about you, Celeste? Are you a rascal sometimes?
Well, I don't have anybody to be rascally with anymore. When I was on the radio, there was all kinds of people to play pranks with. And, of course, you got to be really careful with the clients. You don't want them to think you're laughing at them or something. So I don't have as much fun anymore. That's one thing I really miss. And one thing I kind of wish I had is other hypnotists working with me like you have. That's probably the one downfall from working at home is it can be kind of lonely.
Yeah, you know, there's absolutely nothing wrong with having your own home office. In fact, most hypnotists, they either start that way or just always do that. Great, no overhead, it's a wonderful thing. But my dream was to have a hypnosis center. My background was working in mental health centers and counseling centers and things like that, and I just really love that collegial environment. And so I just created it, you know, with that which the mind can, what, conceive and believe you can achieve. And that's what we have. 4,000 square feet, hypnotists running around. It's phenomenal.
And then you went on to continue doing that with the five-path message board and our hypnospace and every way that you can bring everybody in to be with you and to help everybody share. That's what I like about what you offer and what you do is you're constantly, like, bringing everybody together.
Oh, gosh. Gosh, that's awful nice of you, Celeste. Yeah, you know, it's really nice to get everybody together, and I think that you're just going to be happier if you have friends and colleagues that do the same stuff, and you can rub elbows, and you learn and share, and that's what it should be about.
Yeah, the big thing for me is just learning from other hypnotists. And some of the hypnotists, they specialize in areas that I haven't had a lot of practice in. Like we have some hypnotists that are sports hypnotists on our hypnospace or on the five-path message board and some that work a whole lot with children. And so if you have a question, gosh, there's always somebody there who can help you. And everybody's so willing to share. And I do think that you kind of set up that that environment by you being so giving of yourself, everybody who comes to these different websites and these different boards also is just automatically willing to share, and it's just been really great for everybody's learning and growth. It's like a little college all on its own, especially the five-path message board.
Oh, well, thank you. My only regret is that, it's not a regret, but it would be nice if I had if there was three of me, because I've got all these Yahoo groups. We've got like eight hypnosis-oriented groups on Yahoo talk about hypnosis, hypnosis with spirit, all that kind of stuff. And then we've got the Our Hypnospace, and there's just all this stuff. And I just can't be there for everybody all the time. That's why I kind of want to do this stuff where I can kind of get the message out. Hey, can we go on to number nine?
Yeah, I think it's time to do number nine. And number nine is use compounding.
Beautiful. Compounding is different from repetition. People get this confused all the time. Just saying a suggestion over and over again does not compound the suggestion. What compounds the suggestion is either experiencing what was suggested or acting on what was suggested, or that's the kind of thing. So here, if you just go, you're now a non-smoker, you're now a non-smoker, you're now a non-smoker, that's not compounding. Here's an example of compounding. After the session, every time you see the color red, it's going to remind you that you are now a non-smoker. That's right, it could be a taillight, stoplight, the color of a sign, or clothing. Red, red, red. That's kind of a thing that Don Motton teaches a lot. You say, every time you see the color red, it'll remind you that you stopped smoking. You're free from that. And so what happens is every time they see the color red, and it reinforces what they what was given to them in the hypnosis, then that compounds the suggestion. If they go, yeah, I am a non-smoker. Here's another one. If you're doing, for example, stop smoking is a pretty simple thing to talk about, so I'll just keep going on with that. If you say during the session, you say, in a moment I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and as I count from 1 to 5, I want you to bring that desire that you used to have inside of you to have a cigarette strong and powerful than you. 1, wanting that cigarette. 2, 3, strong and powerful, craving a cigarette. 4, 5, there it is, strong and powerful, just got to have a cigarette. Now take a deep breath, exhale, and just blow that feeling away. and say, I'm now a non-smoker, and I'm going to be a non-smoker for the rest of my life, or something like that. Or I am now a non-smoker, and then have them say one of their benefits. I am now a non-smoker. I have more money in the account, and I am in charge of my life. And so you have them get rid of the feeling. So we actually have them experience that, getting rid of the desire for the cigarettes. And then what you do is you have them repeat it. Compounding, I really like to do at least 3 times. Here's another example of compounding. In a hypnosis demonstration, I would like hypnotize someone in front of a group, and I would say, in a moment I'm going to count from 1 to 3. When I get to 3, I want you to open your eyes and look at me. When you look at me, I'm going to tug on my earlobe and say, sleep. When I do that, I want you to instantly close your eyes and go right back down to the deepest level of hypnosis you've ever been to. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Boom. Give them that signal. They go down. Okay? Now that compounds the suggestion you gave. Do that at least 3 times. Good. Let's do that again. 1, 2, 3. Look at me and sleep. Beautiful. Let's do it one more time. 1, 2, 3. They open their eyes. You say, look at me and sleep. Boom. And you say, even after I emerge you, anytime you want to do hypnosis with me and I want to do hypnosis with you, all I got to do is tug on my ear and say the word sleep, and you'll instantly go back to this level of hypnosis or deeper. If that's okay with you, nod your head. So now what we've done is we've compounded it, and then we want to do is emerge them, and then maybe do that 2 or 3 times after they've been emerged to compound it so that they can go right back into hypnosis. Compounding is one of the most powerful direct suggestion techniques available to the professional hypnotist, and we really got to understand it, we got to teach it, and we got to use it. What do you think of that, Celeste?
I think that's excellent. And we're just about out of time. We can add a short question, or we could do number 10 quickly. Which would you like to do? We're at a fork in the road here.
Give me something I can answer real quick.
Okay. Here's a question that I saw recently on the 5-Path message board. What is the difference between hypnosis and just meditation?
I get this question all the time. That's an excellent question. Okay, so there's this word that I think is being used in a way that's not useful, and the word is trance. And someone in meditation can go into trance, but they're not necessarily in hypnosis. One of the main difference between meditation and hypnosis is intent. Remember, what is hypnosis? One of the simplest and most useful definitions of hypnosis is a heightened state of suggestibility. People do not go into meditation to get themselves in a heightened state of suggestibility. Okay, but that's the goal, the entire goal of doing hypnosis, so that we can receive suggestions that we like that are going to bring about a change. So according to an old government definition of hypnosis, hypnosis is a bypass of the critical factor and establishment of acceptable selective thinking. If I was to rewrite that today, I would say it is through the establishment of acceptable selective thinking that we can get the bypass of the critical factor. And it is selective thinking which is really what trance is about, to just be focused on one thing to the exclusion of everything else. And through that, if we desire to do so, we can easily get what we call a bypass of the critical factor, which is another definition of hypnosis. So, to wrap it up, meditation, the intent is not to create suggestibility. Hypnosis, it is. Now, that doesn't mean that when you do meditation, you might not accidentally create a suggestible state, but that's not your intent. But it's always the intent of the hypnotist. How's that, Celeste?
All about intention. I like that. Okay, I guess we should wrap up. Is anything else you want to say before we go ahead and wrap up?
Wrap it up.
Okay, don't forget to go to askcal.rhypnospace.com to get your hypnosis questions answered. If we use your hypnosis question or comment on the show, then you get one of these, this wonderful certified hypnosis pro mug. You don't want to miss it. And I'm Celeste Hackett in Dallas, Texas. My website's Family First Hypnosis. Visit me on the internet. See you next time.
All right, and this is Cal Banyan. Remember to go to calbanyan.com. That's the home of these videos and lots of other news, opinions, and that kind of stuff. And on hypnosis.org, we still have the Quality Award, excellent hypnosis website. There's a form you can fill out. We go there, we check it out. If it's a good website, then we'll let you put a graphic like this on your website, and it says that we think you have a really good website there, and it always helps to have a third party say, hey, I like what you're doing. With that, Cal Banyan, signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.